head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariat, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm so happy that I'm happy it's Thanksgiving, and everybody's in a good mood, it seems like, except maybe. But I'm so happy to be joined in the studio this week by the lovely Erin Jones. Erin,
thank you for having me. It's exciting to be here Thanksgiving week.
It's from what I've heard, it's exciting to be out of the hospital and,
yes.
And where you've been tending to a
six-year-old
injured child.
Yes, that ran into a pole. But he was being chased by his girlfriend, so, it's legit.
He's only six. He's got a lifetime.
Yeah, a friend of mine said he's going to learn early. The girls will come to you. You don't need to.
I wish I'd have done that. I did run into a pole once, but it wasn't running from a girl. So happy to be back here doing the Rusty Satellite Show with you, Erin, and got a great show today. You're my guest, your second guest in the show, and you know, no telling what we're right.
Yeah, I have so much to talk about.
You have a list, I'm sure. And but my first guest is Paul Toole, who you're familiar with, is the founder of Ballantine Whiskey, and I got a chance to go over to his office over at J-Town Industrial Park today and talk with Paul and see the whole thing with all the warehouse and all that. So that was fun, and I love talking about bourbon.
Yeah, you know. Who doesn't? Love
yeah,
talking about bourbon, especially chocolate.
Chocolate bourbon, yeah. It's really a cool thing, and that interview is coming right up. First, I want to thank my sponsor, Passport Health Plan, which has been with me for a long, long time. I'm very grateful to them. Project with Passport about the West End that's come here. It's one of the many, many changes that come into the West End and come in Louisville in general. A lot of positive in town, and the Rusty Satellite Show exists to tell you about some of the most interesting.
That's right. You have a very interesting list of guests over the years.
That's right. Well, we're going to get into talking a little bit about some of the guests you've been responding. Those of you who follow the show know that I don't know all these people come on the show.
Well, you do. You know a lot of people.
I get to know them, but thanks to a handful of people, including Erin, who introduced me to some very interesting people. Like a few weeks ago, Frank Abagnale was on here, and I heard about him being in town.
Yes, that he was
a cool guy.
Great interview, and what an incredible story. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we think we've done something, and then we hear about a guy like that. I haven't really done much.
Yeah, exactly. Especially from such a young age.
All right. Well, we're going to learn a lot more about Erin and what's going on in Louisville and what's going on for Thanksgiving as we move on through the Rusty Satellite Show. But first up, here is my interview with Paul Toole of Ballantine.
I admit I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at passporthealthplan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
All right, and the Rusty Satellite Show is back in our beautiful Louisville.am studios. And I'm glad to have, as my guest this week, Erin Jones. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're always have fun with you, Erin, and I'm always grateful to you because throughout the year, you've been a very important contributor to the Rusty Satellite Show. I know we just had Frank Abagnale.
Yes.
Which you introduced me to as a part of your, people that don't know, you're a PR professional and own your own agency, and AARP was one of your clients.
They are, and they Frank is doing a national tour for them, and Louisville was one of the stops and had the most successful event here, actually.
Yeah. So I know, a lot of people kinda showed up.
Yeah, very exciting.
Fascinating guy. But who are some of the other guest you've introduced me to?
Well, of course, we've had Cozair Charities, Randy Coe, who recently retired, and Jerry Ward from Kentucky Youth Advocates.
I hate to correct you. I didn't
Randy.
Never had Randy.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking Cozair Charities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, there's a new president at Cozair Charities now. Keith Inman is over there.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's going to have to be on the show.
Yes, he'll need to be on the show. He took over in August. And, of course, Randy's still very involved in the charities. But they kicked off their holiday toy drive today. So that was a great thing. And Park Community Credit Union kicked it off with a shopping trip to Target. So they're collecting Barbies and books, chapter books. And
not the one right next door here.
No, the one in Middletown. But it's a, you know, exciting time of year. And they help so many children in this community. It's a, over 90 to 100 agencies that they impact every year. So it's quite exciting what they do and how they just better the lives of children.
Yep.
Sure
do. And I'm always glad to help out by publicizing their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun people.
They are fun people. And of course, you've had Kelly Deering Smith on before.
Yes.
You've had...
she's the water company.
Yes.
See, I'm getting up there. I can barely remember.
You can barely remember who I have told you to, hey, you need to interview this person. And then you say why. I'm like, because they're so interesting.
Yeah,
everybody I give you is interesting.
That's the qualifier here. So anyway, you got a big, you know, it's a holiday weekend. You got big plans?
I do. I have family coming to my house. There'll be about 15 people somehow wedged into my home. We are actually running a turkey trot tomorrow morning. So a group at turkey trot. My sister made us some outfits, like tutus and all. I don't know about how I feel about that, but
really?
Yeah.
So do you run regularly, or is it
I do a- actually my new passion is Orange Theory Fitness, which is over here in St. Matthews, and like training like an athlete. So I haven't done long distance running in a while, but I've been committed to doing that this year.
You can make, what is it, 6K or whatever?
It's a, yeah, 10K? it's a 5K. So surely I can make that.
You can walk that.
Oh, yeah. Well, my girls are running with me, too.
Okay.
So they
tell them to watch out for poles.
Yes. Everybody will be on the lookout for poles. Look forward, everyone. Oh, Lord.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. I mean, bless his heart. That's tough. And thank goodness for good care. I'll tell you what, East Louisville Pediatrics, which is near your studio,
rocket. Right next door.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. Take good care of my kiddos.
Man.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's really tough running into the pole.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a great story when he gets older. You know?
He does. He does. Yes. And especially if these two, you know, somehow date in high school or something. He was being chased by his girlfriend. Yeah. They're
I predict
six.
That won't last.
Yes. Okay. Well, you never know. They had a play date on Saturday. Monday comes and he runs
getting
into
a little
a
serious
pole.
For 6 years.
I know. But she's a cutie.
You're going to have to separate them.
I know.
Don't leave them alone.
Yeah.
So like we've got a whole month of stuff coming. This is the season.
We right? do. So we have a whole.
I know you got a lot going on.
I do have a lot going on. Lots of exciting stuff going on in the world of PR with several events, holiday parties, and Louisville Pure Tap kicking off some bourbon partnerships.
What can I go to?
What can you go to? Everything. Yeah. There's so many. I have to look at my calendar. I even had to look at my calendar to tell you what day it is and can I be here? It's day to day.
I'm open. I can be at your house tomorrow.
Okay. Come on over. We have plenty of food. Plenty of food.
Actually, we already had my girlfriend Paula, her daughters, or one of them's going to be out of town. So we got the jump on Thanksgiving. I've already got my belly full of pumpkin pie and all that stuff.
So what are you doing tomorrow?
Well, we got a different group to go.
Okay, well, good. You must eat. You must eat.
No, we'll not do without that. So, anyway, so that's a big day, big weekend with football and all that, and then it's all downhill. What's your shopping strategy? Are you a Black Friday person or
heck
anything like that?
If you know me, I mean, my UPS driver is my best friend. I'm an online shopper. I mean, I do support a ton of the local businesses. I'm part of LIBA. And my
small
office is in
Nulu.
Yeah, Small Business Saturday. I will be out Small Business Saturday shopping, getting most of my shopping done. Okay. But sometimes for those bigger toys, and apparently my son wants a golf cart that he can drive around the neighborhood, or a go-kart. So, you know, those are simple things to find. Yeah. That won't happen. But, yeah. You know, it's dare to dream.
And
dare
a
to
pony,
dream.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Well,
so yeah. I want to ask you about, you were telling me about your office down there in Nulu. I'd been to it a while ago, but it's changing. It's
Story Louisville took over, and they have revamped the office space, and it's co-working spaces.
And it's exactly where?
It's
for people that don't know?
Above Please and Thank You.
Okay.
On Eaton, the corner of Shelby and East Market in the infamous Nulu area. There is, you know, and people that are looking for office space could come down there, but there's shared conference rooms, offices, wow. Photo studio. There's a beer tap. There's a kombucha tap. I mean, they've
Sounds
stepped
like
it up.
Good home for the Rusty Satellite Show.
It is a good home for the Rusty Satellite Show. So, yes, I was one of the originals in Gil Holland's building,
yeah.
When I started my business 8 years ago, which was the old Wayside Christian Mission building, and they converted it to office space, and then I launched in Mode. And
well, they got the what's the story you must know? The hotel. It looks like it's
coming along. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of construction, and you know, unfortunately, some of the smaller shops down there in the Nulu area have suffered from that. But there are some new ones opening, and then once the hotel's in, I think, you know, traffic will get a little bit better. I mean, everyone complains about the construction going on in Louisville, and there's just so much.
It's all going to be great in 2018.
It is. It's going to be great in 2018.
I tell you, I went to, I'm sure you know about, right around the corner there, next to the Garage Bar, the new wine bar. You hear about that?
Yeah. Well, I'm a wine connoisseur, of course. Wow. I mean, that bourbon, you tell me, liquid assets.
Well, it was a pretty cool place. I went in there, unfortunately, I guess the weekend they were opening, I couldn't even get to the bar to get a drink.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It was too crowded.
Yeah.
You know, nobody goes there. It's too crowded anymore. You know,
yeah.
That's what Yogi Berra used to say.
Well, there'll be a new place and, you know, lots of buzz at another place, and then you'll be able to get your
drink.
Have
you stopped in that place yet?
I have not stopped in yet, but okay. I do have an appointment there in a couple weeks.
Well, yeah, wait till the crowd thins out.
Yeah.
I went exactly the worst time to go, so... yeah, it looked like it would be very cool.
Yeah, there's so many great restaurants. I mean, Louisville is just a foodie city, and I always give anybody that's coming to Derby or coming in town, you know, we talked a little bit about the movie that was filmed here at my house last year.
Those
folks were always looking for a good place to go, and you know.
Okay, so you're somebody who people look to for recommendations, advice. What are some of your hot places that you like to recommend?
Hot places?
In Louisville.
For dinner. Goodness.
Where should I go for dinner?
Well, you know, I mean, the infamous Jack Fry's is always on a list of mine. But, I mean, Luvino, if you haven't been there, is a great place. You know, I can't eat a Porcini. I mean,
I know you're going through what I get all the time.
Mojitos.
Meeting new people, and they say, where should I go? And I say, well... depends on what you want. And, you know, here's this part of town, that part of town, and you know, there's something almost everywhere.
Well, then you have Grind. You know, I mean, you have some great small shops, and then you've got this hot chicken phenomenon going on. I'm not such a big fan of that. But, you know, if Frankfort Avenue, Bargetown Road are just full of great places. Mayan Cafe, I mean, you can't beat the lima beans there.
Yeah, plantains.
Plantains, everything. So don't get me started on my food. That's all I do. See.
Well, we're getting some of that stuff out, and you know, it's spreading. Where I live in J-Town, we've got some new restaurants, and
that's far away from me. I don't go out that way.
I know.
You do have some great places
in
J-Town.
If you did, you'd have a place to stop.
I know. Always welcome. But yeah, I mean, you know, as far as recommendations with places to go, I mean, you can't beat the Hub or, you know, just going casual places in Louisville. And you know, the best thing about Louisville is you're always going to run into somebody, you know. So if you ever want to have a cocktail, just walk in there, and there you'll be.
I keep running
new
into
friends.
You at places.
I always run. I know.
So that's all fun. Well, we got to wrap it up here, but man, it's great for you to come in and be a part of the Rusty Satellite Show.
Well, I'm proud to be a part of it, and I hope that I was interesting enough for you.
We should have an interesting scale and say you're an 8 on the interesting
scale. Yeah, we'll see. I've got lots of stories to tell, so maybe another for another time.
All right. Well, I'll be back to wrap up the show in just a
minute. Hey, this is Dan Vonderhyde.
Stephanie White.
And we are 40-ish.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
We talk about it every week on the 40-ish podcast. What do we talk about?
Wisdom. We drop some wisdom and just everything that's going on in our lives that relates to what might be going on in yours.
We have guests. We talk to people on the street. We're dropping knowledge all over the place. You can hear it every Wednesday. It comes out on Louisville.am.
Welcome back to the Rusty Satellite Show. This is Aaron Jones. I'm a co-host and guest this week. So,
man, you could get the announcer's job here too. Well, it pays the same.
Okay, sweet. I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, it was great hearing about Paul. I wish we had some of that Ballantine whiskey.
Yeah, you? I'd like the chocolate mint. Still okay. My ultimate favorite.
I prefer caramel turtle, actually. So, but anyway, it's all good. 4 flavors. And you heard it, all that stuff. One of the things that came into my attention this week, as listeners know, this is where we sort of talk about things going on in the news. I'm so happy to have you. I'm usually talking to myself. But, Aaron, you're
glad
here.
Glad you're not talking to yourself today. I mean, everybody has their moments.
Well, the story in the news sort of relates to you as someone who has children who are heading rapidly toward high school. This story at Manual High School, where 2 of my sons graduated, have you heard about this story?
I have heard about this story, and it's so unfortunate.
It's unbelievable that the JCPS, number one, would hire this guy at this very important, number two, that all this stuff has come out and he's still got a job. And, you know, it's just amazing to me that in these days, you know, the big topics that you cannot be wrong are basically race.
Right.
And so for anybody who hasn't heard, the Spaniel principal has been routinely harassing and questioning kids about inappropriate topic. Certainly his ideas come across as racist. As we're thinking about Thanksgiving, his ideas come across as like your grandma who grew up in the 20s and still has these attitudes. He has these really old bad attitudes.
And that's it just breaks my heart for the children. Anybody that's been involved in that type of situation, students need to feel safe at school and confident in their leaders.
Well, there's a very long story in the Courier Journal today with interviews from Manual alumnus, people who went there from 2000, like graduated 13 to 17, I think, Josh. And they had a great principal then, Beverly Keith. It's tremendous. I mean, the story in the Courier goes on to talk about how value is really a lot better than, I don't know, Iroquois. Where
well, who knows? See, you never know. Every school has its strengths, but Manual is a sought-after school. Yeah. And I know my twins are wanting that path. And so it's very important, you know, that school maintains its good reputation.
Well, this guy, Jerry Mays, there's plenty of documentation of what he's pulling black kids out of class, discouraging black student, LGBTQ student, organizing club, running club. And, you know, and some of it's sort of right wing. Really, you know, the most recent thing that happened, discouraging African football players at the national anthem. There's a lot of controversy. I don't think it's the prince to select individual student and basically tell him what his opinion is.
Yeah, I mean, I think pulling students and identifying certain students and sharing your views is definitely unnecessary. And these, again, the kids should feel safe and confident in their leaders at school, any school that they go to, and situations like this happen. You just wonder, well, you know, what are the...
I think what we're going to find out, and based on reading that story, is that not only the principal's job, but some people at JCPS are going to be in trouble because there have been complaints about a year, and some of them ignored.
Yeah.
I think the people who ignore the peril.
Well, and I think we have a great leader right now at JCPS. Marty Polio's in place and looks to do some great things for the community and school system. And I have 3 children, PS. Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely have my eye on what the changes will be.
Yeah, well, I'm a big advocate. I have 3 who've graduated through the whole thing. And so your girls, you got twin girls who are what age?
Oh, they're 12.
They're 12.
Yes.
Well, it's not too early to start looking at that. I know my kids, I started pounding into their heads at an early age. You know, if you want to get into Manual.
Well, they are very focused. They're at no right now. They want that path to Manual. They are thrilled to be in that at no prior to being at Lincoln Performing Arts, which is an amazing school where my son is now.
Yeah, we had Jordan Price from there on the show a few weeks ago.
Their favorite drama teacher ever.
Very cool. Well, interesting. Maybe we'll try to get Marty Polio. That would be probably with the Rusty Saddle. On a lighter top, Louisville Cardinals, Dougie Wild, and Lex.
Yep, go Cards.
I guess that's all that needs to be said. I was looking at this story today in the Courier. They had entered about, I don't know, several media type and gotten their prediction. Louisville's like a 10-point favorite, and all the media seems to think they're going to win by somewhere around that margin. I'm going to tell you, I just think. That.
You don't think so? What do you think?
I think crazy. They're going to put about Kentucky a downhill slide. They're discouraged. And once the ball touched piling up, attack's going to...
Well, it'll be interesting to see.
It'll be interesting
if you're right.
we'll all be watching. And, you know, that's sort of a wish thing as well as a actual prediction. I really think that's the Louisville momentum is going that way. Of course, we were all so
four
touchdown favorite.
I know.
How could that have happened?
I don't know. Year to year.
Well, I got one other topic I want to talk with you, Aaron, in this news segment about, and that is maybe there are going to start being sweeps predict who the next major politician act is loses career because of some few years ago that was inappropriate. And I'm not making light of it.
No.
But
I've been in a lot of conversations recently that's talking about this serious problem of whether, no matter if it's actors or somebody that you know that is involved or had been involved in those type of situations, it's just unbelievable what's coming out. At this point, that Me Too campaign started not too long ago. And I mean, it's blown up social media, and you just keep hearing new stories day after day after day.
I think a lot of guys are nervous.
And I mean, they should be. It's not a light subject. I mean, and people are scared to come out and talk about that. They don't want to be the first one.
And you really have to be really careful, even if you're not involved in any of that anywhere, about what you say and how you react. You know, you have to be outraged. You have to preface anything you say with, well, it's despicable what happened. And then you can say, but,
Sure. Like, I mean, it's just, it's grotesque. I mean, there are just, I don't know, there's so many words that I could use for I have heard.
On a national stage, you know, the big story, the one that people know how I feel about Trump, and now Trump is basically supporting Roy Moore, dated Earl's 30. And I think the reason is because, Trump, and that's not okay. And the people who elect have that on.
Yeah, it is not okay. And it is, anyone that supports folks that have done anything like.
I would say to you that there are degrees.
Yes.
And the evidence against Roy Moore is certainly, I think, more significant than the evident Frank comedian. Stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really stupid what he did, but it wasn't like that he tried for it.
Well, no one should be doing that as an conscious adult. You hear about these drinking situations, which are very concerning, where people can't control themselves. And you've heard about that for years. And fortunately,
but now people lose their jobs.
Paths. Yeah.
Yeah. People lose their jobs. And there's a lot of and trying to be a little bit lighter about it. There's certain people I hope that didn't come out. Like I hated Louis C.K., regardless of what a terrible person, damn funny show.
His show is funny, but when you hear that,
but now you
not
can't
so
watch
funny.
Yeah, now you can't watch it anymore. And I just hope somebody get accused. I'd hate to see.
Yeah, I mean, but you really never know who it's going to be because when you see actors like Kevin Spacey, you would have never thought. I mean, honestly, that and I had just been conversing with a friend of mine. I said, you kind of look like Kevin Spacey, and then right after that, these accusations came out. I'm like, I'm really sorry I said that.
Do you? In your you say you've been talking about it to a lot of people. I mean, it isn't just famous,
right?
I know.
Right.
And I'm just wondering how much of around local office workplace act coming through on places where it isn't publicized.
I think there is probably a story in every person live that they've heard of a situation. Yes, it's happening in the workplace, unfortunately. And people, I feel as if, have a platform now to speak out on and say, this did happen to me, but how are we going to change it? What can we do to make it better and prevent these things from happening?
Yeah, that's tough because there's really rarely evidence other than he said.
Right.
And that's tough. So what happens is if a person picks up credibility as other,
right,
which is what happened.
Right. And we were talking about that earlier that, and people that were sexually assaulted, I mean, that is, such an extreme. People that have been verbally abused, is awful as well. But to the physical part of the abuse accusation is the most disturbing.
The Harvey Weinstein?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the word. All right. Well, we tackled that topic. Move on from there, Aaron. And, you know, the next segment, we're going to have a chance to talk about.
Okay, that sounds good.
Give us a preview. Tell us what the
what's going on in my world. Besides my son running into a pole this week.
That sort of takes over, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does kind of take over. But we have Thanksgiving. I have a lot of great clients and partners that have programs going on to kick off the holidays. So that's exciting. I was recently nominated to a PR network, a national PR network, to represent Kentucky. So
plenty of good stuff to talk about. We'll get right to that right after.
Hi, this is Alec Voles, co-host of the... What Happens Next podcast on Louisville.am. We talk about improv each week with We Are the Louisville Improvisers. With,
yeah, totally.
With Chris Anger and Brian Hines.
Yeah.
And Jenny.
Where's my water?
Okay. Well, right now we're just having a few treats. So we hope you can listen. Find us at Louisville.am in iTunes or using the Stitcher app on your iPhone or Android device.
All right, the last time the Rusty Satellite Show was in with Paul Toole, I had a big old great ice cream drink with Balaton whiskey in it, and you know, where is that, Paul?
Well, it's in your belly and as of 2 years ago. But first off, congratulations on 229 weeks in a row. My math is bad, but that's like 4 years plus, right?
It's a long time. I almost took this week off, but decided that...
Such a compelling guest was available. Yeah. You had to.
Since you were available, I went ahead and did the show this week.
And, good.
And I'm glad I did. There's a lot going on in town.
There is.
But the Balaton story continues to fascinate
me. It does,
yeah. You started... very briefly, to give our listeners who weren't around 2 years ago to listen, how this all got started.
Right. Kind of an anniversary here, 2 year anniversary. So we initially launched the brand in Kentucky in October, I guess, of 2015, and you and I spoke, you know, somewhere shortly after that, down at the Sidebar, which is still, you know, great friends and partners with the brand. So so we've been on a 2 year journey. You know, like a lot of small businesses, right? Good, really big wins and aches and pains along the way. But we're great, excited. This is, like you said, a lot going on in town. Very exciting time of year. Big sort of time of year in the spirits industry. So
well, I know you know your background working at Brown-Forman. You know how you know certainly learned there how to build and promote brands. But it's a lot easier when you got a giant company behind you.
It is,
and you know, I always liken it to you know, if you were going to start a soft drink and go up against Coke and Pepsi all the time, it's very very difficult,
very tough.
So, what are the big challenges in doing this?
Yeah,
you're on your own.
I've spoken to you about this specifically, but we've talked to people about how. When you are in that corporate infrastructure, you sort of tend to think you're a lot smarter than you are because you don't realize how much expertise is all around you. So, and in particular, at a company like Brown-Forman that has you know such a fine bunch of folks working there, you know you have just terrific resources at your disposal. Not just money, but I mean you know sort of people resources too.
Right.
So, in a small business, you know you have to figure out how to do a lot you know on your own and sort of on the skinny. So just in a sort of a little vacuum, that's a brand building challenge. I mean, the other thing is just lack of scale. So, I mean, you know, our business is very consolidated. At the retail level, it's consolidated. At the distributor level, it's consolidated. And then companies like Brown-Forman and Sazerac are just huge, huge companies that own many, many brands. And so they have scale. They have production efficiency. They have distribution efficiency and muscle. They have people that work for the company, feet on the street, as we say, you know, to promote and sell the brands. So, you know, it's a bit of an uphill slog, but the bottom line is, if you have a compelling brand that people really like, then that's the starting point, right? And then you build as you go.
Well, all that said, you know, we're 2 years in. Balaton, unique on the market with the four flavors, a chocolate whiskey. You know, I don't know. Maybe you can compare or tell me about, you know, where you thought you'd be 2 years after you started and where you are.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we're pretty much on plan, actually. You know, the key to being on plan is to course correct often, right? So, but seriously, I thought we'd be in you know, 20 states, 15 or 20 states, you know, by the end of the second year. And that's right on where we are. So we're in 15, and you can always we could have pushed and opened up, you know, a couple of more states this past year. But, you know, sort of seeing the challenges of, you know, sort of, I mean, literally spreading out geographically and managing that business. You know, we're in Arizona and we're in Texas and we're in Florida and, you know, we're in New Hampshire. I mean, so there's just literal challenges getting to all those spots with a really small company. And then also servicing the brand. So not just being there, but, you know, providing, you know, brand support, whether it's, you know, things that consumers see on the shelf, you know, we call point of sale.
Sure.
To, you know, making sure the distributor salespeople who are sort of our selling agents out in the market, that they're equipped to sell ballots and they've heard the story, they understand the brand proposition, they know how to romance the brand and sell it. So, you know, overextending yourself is as much of a challenge as, you know, being, mm-hmm. you know, not growing. Having said that, you're always glad that the challenge is because the phone is ringing a lot and you can't get to every call versus, you know, you're sitting in a quiet office and the phone didn't ring. So the phone's definitely been ringing and we're pretty much on plan. I mean,
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know you can get balloting around here and I was interested in the phrase you mentioned, romancing the brand. And I have an idea what that means. But how do you go about it? I mean, you've got to make it appeal, number one, to your distributors, but ultimately to the bottom line, to the consumer.
The consumer, all three constituencies, I'll say, which and we sort of – we call the distributors and the retailers gatekeepers, not in a pejorative way. But, I mean, you know, you got to get past those folks to get to the consumer. So, you know, to have access to consumers, you got to make both of those constituencies happy and make the story compelling. From a consumer standpoint, there's two things that any brand or product really does for you. I mean, and we sort of, not to get wonky in the marketing world, but they're intrinsic or they're extrinsic, right? So intrinsic is the way that a brand or a product makes you feel when mm-hmm. you're interacting with it and are part consuming. And extrinsic is the way that others perceive you or that you perceive others think about you as you're interacting with that brand. So a brand like Jack Daniel's, for instance, you know, terrific intrinsic sort of properties. People love the way it tastes. They love the charcoal mellowing. But extrinsically, I mean, it says something about you. I'm a Jack Daniel's drinker. You know, I'm sort of an alpha kind of a character, a little bit of rebel, you know, whatever. So whatever that says, whatever that persona of the brand says about people who consume it. So you have these two things going. So with Ballantine, I mean, those especially the extrinsic part,
the global perception, right?
So it's a work in process.
Or what do you want people to think?
Yeah, well, so I want people. So from a product standpoint, I mean, I think Ballantine is really surprising because there's been a great proliferation, and you and I talked about this off before we got started, but a real proliferation of flavored products. And I at Brown-Forman manage Finlandia vodka, and you know that flavor spectrum of vodkas. Got really broad.
Boy, there's like a million of them.
And almost, you know, not helpfully broad. You know, when you get to Fruit Loop and Starburst and Swedish Fish and
birthday party.
And birthday, you know, cake, birthday cake and salmon and bacon and all that stuff. So to the degree that got a little bit unwieldy, and consumers and retailers especially started to push back and say, well, yeah, that's a lot. You know, there's a lot going on there. Having said that, consumers love flavors, right? So a lot of flavored spirits out there. You know, Ballantine is fairly unique. And again, we talked about this sort of going in. There's nobody out there specifically with a chocolate whiskey that chocolate is the DNA of the brand. And that's where Ballantine is. So having said that about separating ourselves a little bit from the pack with that chocolate distinction, the other thing is the product really delivers. You have product and brand, right? Product is sort of the rational bits. What's it taste like? You know, and the brand is more the emotional part. But the product really delivers. And I continue to get feedback and reinforcement that the product is just surprisingly good. It just is. And it delivers what we want it to do. It's got great chocolate flavor and great whiskey bones, right? So you get that good mix of a
flavor. Yeah, I can speak to that. But,
good.
But let me ask you, I guess the basic question is, who's drinking it? Who is the person that's going out? I mean, it seems like it would have an appeal to women.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it would have, appeal to different sorts of people. Maybe
does.
Not the... the macho guy that drinks Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So that's been another surprising sort of revelation to us. And we went in prospectively defining ballots. And, it happens over time. Consumers really help, will help us over time define Ballantine. And it depends on the kind of places we put the brand in, the situations and, sort of the lifestyle situations we put it in and how that connects with consumers. But, we thought it'd be two things. So we thought it could be a bridge into the whiskey category. So the reason that Ballantine is here is two things. New from my experience with both Southern Comfort and Finlandia, that consumers are very interested in flavors, full stop, right? From a culinary perspective, from a beverage perspective, from the colors that are available on an iPhone. And I call that sort of, by extension, a flavor appeal. Consumers are interested in flavors, stop. Second thing is huge whiskey and bourbon resurgence, starting in, whenever the late 70s, early 80s, whiskey, brown spirits have been in a 30-year decline, and that bottomed out and then started to come back, call it 7 or 8 years ago, or 8 or 9 years ago. So saw that resurgence in whiskey, knowing that what that implies is there's going to be a lot of people exploring the category newly, right? They're getting into the category. So Ballantine provides a really nice way in to explore the category. It's that nice balance. It's not too hot. It's not too alcohol-y or whatever. So also, though, as people explore, the category, they look for different expressions, within that broader category. And we knew that Ballantine could be that sort of different experience for, if you're a Woodford on the Rocks drinker, male or female, forget that. And there's a lot of them out there. Ballantine can be a nice supplement to that portfolio.
Okay.
People drink a wide portfolio of stuff. So the answer to your question is, it's a pretty broad spectrum. We get people who are sort of newbies in the whiskey category, and this is a very approachable brand. And there's not really a specific demographic to that. It might be a 24-year-old, young person that's fresh out of college. They're in a professional job. They're beginning to entertain a little bit at home and out, and it's nice. It's a nice way into the category for them. And it could be somebody who's a seasoned, experienced whiskey drinker that just likes the profile, enjoys Ballantine. So.
All right. Well, our 12 minutes is about up, but I want to ask you one question to appeal to our consumers out there.
Yes.
We're going out on the town over the weekend. Where are the best places, and what are the kind of ways people are enjoying Ballantine out?
Yeah. Well, it's a great holiday. So first of all, I'll answer your out question. I want to make sure I answer your question. It's also we call it the best gift ever. I mean, it's a perfect brand to pick up and take to a party as a hostess gift or just as an add-on to the party. It has broad appeal, as we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It's great neater on the rocks. You don't have to worry about do people have the right mixer or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it mixes up nicely, and I'll talk about that. But it's a perfect gift to take along with you. People just really, really like it, and they respond to it. As far as out and about, we've got folks, and Cafe Lulu is a great friend. I mean, Gerstle, Saints, Diorio's, our friends at 211 Clover, Equus and Jack's Lounge, great friends of ours. We mentioned the Sidebar. I mean, sort of on and on. Roosters, they're doing a bunch of drinks
really?
At the Roosters.
Roosters.
they've been a fun partner with us lately. And so we got a couple of interesting, holiday cocktails to think about. So I'll hit a couple of them. We have one called a Sleigh Ride. So that's the chocolate mint, which, is a great sort of a flavor as we get into the holidays a little bit. It's sort of the chocolate mint mixed with a little bit of bourbon, Buffalo Trace bourbon cream, and a little bit of vodka. So you might use Tito's vodka, whatever. Sort of two parts Ballantine, one part bourbon cream, and a half
vodka.
A part vodka. Yeah, so it's like a tuned-up White Russian a little bit, holiday version of a White Russian. We call it a sleigh ride, so you'll see that a little bit around town. And then we have one that we call Elf Yourself, which is just sort of fun, but it's Ballantine Original Chocolate and a little bit of Cointreau Orange Liqueur. So it's almost like a really sort of a sexy Manhattan with that orange and chocolate character. And then if you like champagne, we have one called, what do we call this? Silver Bells. That is the caramel turtle, a little dash of bitters, and like Prosecco. And so it makes almost like a bourbon champagne cocktail. Okay. Really nice.
All right. Well, you can find I can go into a bar and order an Elf Yourself.
Elf Yourself. And they'll look cross that at you, and then you have to tell them what it is, and then you'll have a enjoy it. Yeah.
All right, Paul. Well, thanks again for being on the show, and continued good luck.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Yeah, you too.
And I've just been visiting with Aaron Jones here in the studio as we wrap up Rusty Satellite Discovered. We're both into the Strangelman Isle.
Yes, as everyone should be. It's a great show.
I know. I don't know why I like it, because I really don't like stuff.
I don't either.
All that. Kids, I can.
Yeah, I don't like the sci-fi zombie,
the upside down.
Yeah, but this is a great show. There's so many great shows on Netflix. There's, as you said, not enough time to watch them all.
Yeah, there really is. And I just want to mention it. My son, Luke, he's a fresh college. I turned him on my favorite book of all, The Right Stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's, you go all your life as a parent, hope kids. Well, he's read the book and he's understand the brilliant, wonderful writing, Tom Wolfe. So today, on Friday, we're going to celebrate him finishing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great. What a great weekend. Yeah. It'll be a good time.
You know, it's, we got a lot of free time.
I just saw the movie Wonder.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
That was fascinating. Amazing. And that child actor,
he'll
be here for years to come. He did an incredible job. Okay.
Well, there's so much great stuff out there to watch and see. I'm trying to keep up with Curb Your Enthusiasm. And speaking of the Rusty Satellite, you don't.
No.
Mm-hmm. He's on 90 Day Fiancé. You might say it may be the worst television. Although I think the Learning Channel, they have a whole series of shows like this.
Yes, there's so many reality.
And they're horrible. I love it that my buddy David is on there and doing okay with that. But anyway.
Yes, there's lots of good stuff.
All right, Aaron. Well, I got to wrap it up here, but thank you for coming by. And thanks, sponsor, Passport Health Plan, for being a part of the show and for all the people at me that motivate the show week after.
Yes.
I'm very excited now because I think I've already got my guest.
There you go.
Already lined up, which is very unusual.
That is.
But it's great. I hope you enjoy listening to it. Welcome any feedback. You can find me on Facebook, Rick Redding. And there's a Rusty Satellite Show page on Facebook.
Oh, social media queen.
I should get some advice. But anyway, there's a lot of ways to see. I always tell people, just Google the one out there.
Yes, Google it, share it. Spread the word.
Share the show. And if you have a suggestion for me of a future guest, somebody to talk, give me a buzz. Let me know. Thanks again for being a part of the Rusty Satellite Show. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Don't eat too much. Yeah, don't eat.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.